Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Inside Edition ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Bridge phobia.
The growing number of people terrified of driving over bridges.
I'm not gonna look. I can't look.
What happens when you've got to get to the other side and you're afraid of bridges?
Oh my God, I hate this so bad.
And what is that thing?
Oh my God,
that's alien.
The UFO sending panic across the state.
They are circling literally.
Then come out with your hands up.
You mind just stepping out to the front real quick?
Your wife too. In her bathrobe.
How a hoax forced an innocent couple out of their house at midnight.
Then, is this the fall of the House of Diddy? First video inside, after the feds raid the music mogul's mansion. And spring cleaning USA.
Look at that.
The unexpected places you've never thought of cleaning, but should. Your mattress.
And this is going to deodorize the mattress.
And why you should also clean your dishwasher.
This was in my dishwasher.
This was in your dishwasher.
Ew.
Plus, Shakira shuts down Times Square. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Kelly in for Deborah. Divers returned to the site of the collapsed bridge in Baltimore today after challenging conditions overnight hampered the recovery of the six workers now presumed dead. Meantime, the disaster is having a big impact on Americans who suffer from a debilitating fear of driving over bridges. Stephen Fabian has our report from Baltimore.
Those terrifying images of the bridge disaster are triggering a paralyzing fear of crossing bridges among thousands of motorists across the USA. It's called gyrophobia.
What? That is absolutely terrifying. That bridge up in Maryland, like, just collapsed like Legos.
People are venting their fears on social media.
No! Please, please, please. Where's my crystal? Where's my crystal?
I'm driving over a bridge right now, and I'm scared as hell!
Some drive with their seatbelts off and windows open.
Just in case the bridge collapses and you need an escape rope.
Tori Forbes says a bridge collapsing under her is her worst nightmare.
I'm not gonna look. I'm not gonna look. I can't look.
We went with Tori as she drove across the Delaware Memorial Bridge, shaking in fear.
Oh my God, I hate this so bad. This is horrible.
She's in tears and clearly suffering from a panic attack, but she makes it. Bridge phobias are so common that police here at the Delaware Memorial Bridge actually offer police escorts so that people who are afraid can get from one side of the bridge to the other. I crossed the bridge today with Sergeant Steve Burkett of the Delaware River and Bay Authority Police. What have you seen people do when they cross bridges? Like, how does their phobia come about?
It can respond a lot of different ways, similar to anxiety. So you can see sweating, heavy breathing, shallow breathing. So I've seen some people close their eyes. They won't look at the bridge while we drive over.
We're hearing for the first time the desperate calls to stop vehicles from crossing the Francis Scott Key Bridge moments before impact.
I need one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side. Hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering.
And this is a poignant video of one of the six victims, father of three, Miguel Luna, working last year on the same bridge where he would lose his life.
Workers on the scene say it will take months to clean up all the debris from the accident. Across the country, swatting is on the rise with an estimated 1,000 incidents each year. Sending police to a home where there's no emergency is a form of domestic terrorism. And when it happened to one couple, the husband's main concern was for his wife's safety. Here's Jim Murray.
It's a dramatic scene as cops order a homeowner out of his house. It's 1 minute before midnight.
Keep walking back. Keep going. Keep going.
His wife, who is sleeping in the upstairs bedroom, now stands on the porch in her robe. Her husband warns her not to come out. He's afraid a trigger-happy cop might open fire if she makes a sudden move. But police are polite as can be. They try to explain why they've surrounded the house.
We received a 911 call from the Domino's. Someone placed an online order from this location saying, please send help.
They quickly realize he's the victim of the latest scourge sweeping America, swatting.
There's no one in the house.
No, we literally just woke up.
Just to make sure, police enter the house and confirm it's a false alarm.
Glad it's not real.
I spoke to the homeowner, John Adkins.
Were you thinking this could be your last night?
Oh, absolutely. As soon as I was walking out of the porch, all I could think of was just keeping my wife inside the house. I did not want my wife to step out.
So what happened? Cops in Aurora, Illinois, say they had no choice but to descend on the location after a local Domino's pizza place got an order via the app. And in the section for delivery instructions was a chilling message. Send help, it read. My husband has a gun and he's pointing it at me and my kids. But the homeowner's lawyer, Lee Jacobson, says the online order had been sent anonymously, meaning without a credit card or phone number. He says that anonymous orders like that have caused other swatting incidents.
The next time this takes place, somebody could end up dead.
We literally just woke up.
Domino's says anyone submitting false information to elicit a police response is committing a criminal act and should be prosecuted. They also say they are fully cooperating with the investigation. Almost half of all Americans believe in UFOs, and that includes the folks who shot this video of a strange light formation over Arizona. Police were inundated with 911 calls from people thinking we were being visited by aliens. Now Anne Mercogliano solves the mystery.
Hurry, hurry, come!
What the heck is falling from the sky?
Holy where'd it go?
The brilliant streaks of light were so striking, it had lots of people convinced aliens were about to land on planet Earth.
Oh my God,
that's aliens.
These motorists are also astounded.
Well, I don't know what's going on. They're circling literally.
Something.
They are circling literally.
And these ladies also fear that beings from outer space are upon us.
That's alien. I think we're witnessing aliens.
Well, don't get so worked up, folks. Inside Edition can reveal the truth. The extraordinary feat that created the panic over the skies in Eloy, Arizona, is the work of a team of 46 skydivers setting a world record. The skydivers jumped out of two airplanes and flew in an elaborate heads-down formation with remote-activated fireworks strapped to their feet. They free-fell from 16,000 feet with speeds reaching 200 miles an hour. I spoke with two of the daredevils.
What did it feel like?
Your senses are dimmed because of the darkness, and all you're seeing is the lights and the pyrotechnic. So when you get out and you're flying your body to the formation, you're literally diving into fire.
How dangerous was this?
I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Probably 10.
Skydivers came from 11 different countries to participate, and they practiced multiple times during the day before breaking the world record for a new vertical night jump. But with seemingly impossible moves like these, I just had to make sure.
For the record, you can confirm you're not aliens.
We are not aliens.
The skydivers say a lot of planning goes into these jumps. The next one isn't for another 3 years. Sean Diddy Combs is one of the wealthiest musicians in the world with an estimated billion-dollar fortune. But the future of his empire is uncertain after the FBI raided his mansions in Florida and California in connection with a human trafficking investigation. Now, for the first time, we are seeing video from inside his Los Angeles mansion after the raid. Les Trent tells us what it shows.
It's your first look inside Sean Diddy Combs' L.A. mansion after that dramatic raid by federal agents. No room was off limits as seen in this TMZ video. This office was torn apart. Agents apparently going through the safe. The drawers of a night table are pulled open. It looks as if his daughter's bedrooms were searched. Agents were looking for evidence in connection with sexual assault and sex trafficking allegations. The music mogul is furious. His lawyer is calling the searches a gross overuse of military-level force and nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits. The show of force was intense. Federal agents dressed in fatigues, wearing helmets and carrying guns, and military-grade vehicles. Diddy's two sons were handcuffed but later released and not charged. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. Derek Parker is a former NYPD detective assigned to the Rap Intelligence Bureau. He was called the Hip Hop Cop. Parker believes this may be the most serious crisis Diddy has ever faced.
Do you believe that there is somebody on the inside who is coming forward and wants to take him down?
Yes. Maybe it's somebody who has a score to settle with him. Maybe it's a vendetta. Or maybe it's money.
The investigation into Diddy snowballed after a civil lawsuit by a former girlfriend, the singer known as Cassie, who accused him of being abusive. Since then, other alleged instances of abuse by the rapper have surfaced. Gina Huynh is another ex-girlfriend.
He, like, stomped on my stomach, like, really hard, and I, like, took the wind out of my breath. I couldn't breathe. And he kept hitting me. And I was, like, pleading to him, like, can you stop? I can't breathe.
Combs has denied all allegations of wrongdoing. It's official. Former Republican chair Ronna McDaniel has been fired by NBC. It comes after over a revolt from the network's biggest personalities who are feeling vindicated today. But over on Fox News, there's a backlash.
NBC is facing intense backlash today for firing former Republican Party boss Ronna McDaniel after a mass mutiny by MSNBC's top hosts. After listening to the legitimate concerns of many of you, I have decided that Ronna McDaniel will not be an NBC News contributor, the network's news chairman wrote in a memo to his staff. I want to personally apologize to our team members who felt we let them down. The hosts, who say McDaniel is an election denier, rejoiced.
When somebody does the right thing, I feel like it should be acknowledged as publicly as we acknowledged our outrage.
I'm grateful that our leadership was willing to do the bold, strong, resilient thing.
But over on Fox News, look out.
It's official. The inmates now are officially running the asylum.
And on News Nation, Geraldo Rivera didn't hold back either.
You had this cabal of aging superstars at the network who insisted that this person was somehow inappropriate. Says who and according to whom. It really is outrageous. This is censorship.
Donald Trump hosted a midnight rant blasting NBC and Ronna McDaniel. It leaves her in a very strange place. It's called Never Neverland, and it's not a place you want to be. He also posted an advertisement for $60 Bibles, of which he gets a cut.
All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book.
The late night talk show hosts found the ad amusing.
It's my favorite book, right after Captain Underpants and the Cheesecake Factory menu.
And how do you celebrate your first new album in 7 years? If you're Shakira, you stage a pop-up concert at the crossroads of the world.
It's a Shakira takeover. The Latin superstar performed a pop-up concert right in Times Square. She announced the free show on social media, and 40,000 fans packed the crossroads of the world.
Thank you, New York!
And we're learning more about that winning $1.13 billion Mega Millions ticket. It was bought at a ShopRite liquor store in Neptune, New Jersey, about an hour south of New York City. Today, the store owner was presented with a $30,000 check for selling the ticket.
Right now, this is the luckiest ShopRite in the state of New Jersey, that's for sure.
So who's the lucky winner? That is still a mystery.
Well, if you didn't have luck with the Mega Millions, tonight is the big Powerball drawing with a jackpot of $865 million, the fifth highest in history. Good luck. We'll be back with much more Inside Edition after this.
Next, hang on. The high-speed carjacking you've got to see to believe. And Spring Cleaning USA.
Look at that.
The unexpected places you've never thought of cleaning, but should. Your mattress.
And this is going to deodorize the mattress.
And why you should also clean your dishwasher.
This was in my dishwasher.
This was in your dishwasher.
Ew.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
It's a high-speed police chase as the suspect bails out of his vehicle and attempts to carjack another motorist who takes off, leaving him hanging on for dear life.
Police are in hot pursuit of a domestic abuse suspect. He's fleeing in the gold Nissan, heading down Interstate 5 in California.
His tire's coming apart.
Suddenly, the tire is blown and wheel parts are flying in all directions.
He's foot bailing.
Pulling onto the shoulder lane, 40-year-old suspect Juan Valdez bolts from the vehicle. The suspect tries to force his way into this blue Honda.
And you're trying to carjack somebody.
But the quick-thinking motorist speeds off with Valdez hanging on.
He's trying to carjack a victim vehicle holding on.
When the vehicle comes to a stop, the police car rams into the suspect, but he still doesn't give up. He runs to the other side of the car and tries again to climb in. Police warn him they are going to open fire.
Hey, you're gonna get shot!
And that's just what happens.
The suspect's been released from the hospital and is now facing charges including carjacking, false imprisonment, and resisting arrest.
Still to come, Spring Cleaning USA.
Look at that.
The unexpected places you've never thought of cleaning, but should. Your mattress.
And this is going to deodorize the mattress.
And why you should also clean your dishwasher.
This was in my dishwasher.
This was in your dishwasher.
Ew.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
It's the latest in our series in which we reveal things you may not know. It's called I Didn't Know That, and now comes the spring cleaning edition.
From the bedroom to the kitchen,
just rinse it,
to the bathroom, there's a good chance every room in your house is screaming out for a spring cleaning. Fear not. Everything you need to get things gleaming is right at hand. Cleaning expert Caroline Solomon gave Stephen Fabian and his wife Thea some great tips. Did you know you have to clean your dishwasher?
This was in my dishwasher.
This was in your dishwasher.
Ew. I didn't think you had to clean your dishwasher.
You have to clean the thing that cleans the other things. Yes. About once a month, it's a really good idea to clean your dishwasher with vinegar. This is really going to get rid of any of that gunk that kind of accumulates on the walls.
Place the vinegar on the top rack and run as normal. What about your mattress? It needs a spring cleaning too. I didn't know that.
Baking soda is really good on a mattress because when you let it sit, it will pick up any of those lingering odors. You're gonna wanna let that sit for a couple of hours. We're gonna grab a vacuum, and this is gonna deodorize the mattress. And that's really all there is to it.
Simple as that.
And those baseboards are not going to dust themselves, or are they?
You're gonna grab a dryer sheet, just run it along the top of the baseboard, and it will just pick up that dust kind of like a magnet. And the best thing about using dryer sheets is that it will repel future dust because it has this magnetic charge.
I like that.
And there's no excuse for a dirty toilet with these newer toilet seats that snap on and off for a cleaning.
This is something you can't get to all the time unless you're removing the seat itself.
Cleaning the glass window in your oven can be quite the chore.
Isn't there nothing worse than like turning the oven light on and you can't actually see what you're cooking?
With just a few household items.
There's this fizzy reaction here, and that is breaking down that oven grease.
And that window is squeaky clean and clear again, thanks to baking soda and lemon. I didn't know that either.
You couldn't see through this before.
No, you couldn't see through it.
When we come back, a dog's best friend. Finally, a love story between a dog and his favorite toy, all set to Whitney Houston's biggest hit.
And
definitely true love. That's Inside Edition. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.